Hi fam, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do your day and listen. Ah, it is a great day, fam. Let me just tell you, it is Good Friday. Good Friday. I hope you guys are having a great day. I am so excited. Today is the 15th and we have 15 verses to get into today. I mean, if anything, isn't that a sign? And that is sign right there. So I'm just so excited to get into the word today. I will be reading Psalm 92, 1 to 15. And with that being said, Father God, bless this day, bless this word, and bless us. Fam, I am so excited about today's chapter because anything that talks about giving thanks to God and God's faithfulness, His faithful love, we've really been seeing a lot of God's faithfulness and His faithful love in book 4. So I am so excited about this. I will be reading from the Christian Standard Bible version. And so with that being said, let's jump right into it. And it reads, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to declare your faithful love in the morning and your faithfulness at night with a 10-string harp and the music of a lyre." So, fam, listen, it is good. On this Good Friday, we have been told that it is good. It is good. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises. If not today, you know, every other day we should be giving thanks to God and singing His praises. But it even makes it special today. Amen. Oh my goodness, sweet Jesus. This is a blessing. And so I'm so glad. I'm so glad that, you know, this song just, it starts us off by saying that it is good. It is good. It is good. Okay, moving on. "For you have made me rejoice, Lord, by what you have done." That's verse 4 right there. "You have made me rejoice by what you have done." From what God has done, what He did for you and me, what Jesus did, what He sacrificed, His life, that is worth rejoicing for. We are close to Resurrection Sunday. So what Jesus did, that is worth rejoicing for. I mean, just knowing that the enemy has lost forever for all eternity, and just knowing that we have this forever gift of salvation, that is something worth rejoicing over. This is a blessing. It goes on to say, "I will shout for joy because of the works of your hands. How magnificent are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. A stupid person does not know. A fool does not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be eternally destroyed." And that is what Jesus did, fam. When He died on the cross, He eternally destroyed the works of the evil one. He destroyed every lie, every trick, every manipulation, everything from the pit of hell. Jesus destroyed when He took upon those beatings, when He took upon the stripes, when He laid His life down on that cross, on that tree. Everything evil, devilish, whatever, was destroyed eternally. That is a blessing. That is something worth rejoicing over. And then it goes on to say, But you, Lord, are exalted forever. For indeed, Lord, your enemies will perish. And the day is coming. The day is coming for all of Satan's kingdoms and his goblins and whatever and his demons. The day is coming that all of it will perish. And I look forward to that day. What a blessing. Then he goes and say, "All evildoers will be scattered You have lifted up my horn like that of a wild ox. I have been anointed with the finest oil. My eyes look at my enemies. When evildoers rise against me, my ears hear them. Then goes on to say, the righteous thrive like a palm tree and grow like a cedar tree in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they thrive in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age, healthy and green, to declare the Lord is just. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. And that is the whole entire chapter. But listen to this, fam. 12 to 15, this is it right here. The righteous thrive like a palm tree. So my question to you, fam, is where are you planted? Because verse 13 says, planted in the house of the Lord, they thrive in the courts of our God. So that tells me that for me to thrive in the courts of the Lord, I need to be planted in the house of the Lord. So my question to you guys today is, where are you planted? Because you know, thriving comes with you being planted. You cannot thrive if you haven't been planted, because it is the planting that has to take place first, and then the thriving comes afterwards. The thriving of your life, of your business, of your family, of your relationships, and everything that comes with thriving comes is like the reward of being planted. You have to be planted first. So my question to you is, where are you planted? Because so many are planted in so many different things, in false philosophies of this world, in false doctrines and whatnot, in social media, in their own problems, in their own insecurities, in their own doubts, in their own fears. I mean, people are planted in all sorts of different things, but where are you planted? Because you want to be planted in Christ Jesus. I'm here to encourage you and let you know that you want to be planted in Christ Jesus. You should thrive to be planted in Christ Jesus, for you to still bear fruit in old age, healthy and green, to declare the Lord is just. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. All these things come after the planting. All these things come after the planting, just like with fruits and trees and flowers and all that. What comes first? The planting comes first. For you to see those fruits, for you to see those flowers bloom, for you to eat those crops, the planting happens first. So my question to you today, my challenge for you today, is to think about, where am I planted? Am I planted in Christ? Am I rooted in Christ? Because in order for you to thrive, fam, you need to be planted. And the enemy is fighting for you to be planted in all kinds of wrong things, in all kinds of arenas that have nothing to do with Christ. But when you stand your ground and say that I will be planted in Christ, oh, and nothing the enemy can do to you, best believe he's defeated. Jesus did it all. And so I don't know about you, fam, but as for me, I want to be planted in Christ. I choose to be planted in Christ, because at the end of the day, you have to remember that it is your choice. It is your choosing. You have to choose. Nobody can choose this for you. Salvation, nobody can choose it for you. You have to choose your salvation. You have to choose salvation for yourself. That's the way it works. You choose salvation for yourself. You choose to be saved. You choose to be planted. And then the thriving comes in. Your thriving season is on the other side of you being planted. I said your thriving season is on the other side of you being planted. So the planting comes first. Fam, on this Good Friday, I hope that this psalm is encouraging you. And fam, for those willing to pray the prayer of salvation with me on this Good Friday, If you're someone that's saying, "Sweet Truth, I want to be planted. I choose to be planted," then please pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died and rose just for me. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my life over to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my heart over to you. Every habit, I cast it at your feet. Every private thought, I cast it down. Lord, I surrender to you. I am forever yours. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me, cleanses me, covers me, and makes me whole. Father, I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo! What a blessing, Father. I mean, if you pray the prayer of salvation, it is a blessing. It is a blessing, fam. That comes first. Number one, salvation. If you're already have salvation, you know, you've already received Christ. Number two, be planted in Christ Jesus. Be planted in the Word. Be planted in a church, in a congregation that glorifies, that exalts Christ Jesus as Lord. Be planted, be planted, be planted. Then thriving, your thriving season is on the other side of being planted. Then you will thrive in the courts of our God. So fam, I hope that you have a great day. And with that being said, be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless.